Well, hey, friends, it's been, wow, a long time since I put a podcast out there from Sharon's snippets from Sharon's She Shed. Boy, throughout the last couple of years, we've had some bizarre things going on, haven't we? But you know, you hear that bird? Beautiful. You know, one thing that I've noticed is that life goes on for most of us. And I just wanted to pop my head in and tell you that I appreciate you for listening, that if you're listening to this, I love you. And remember who created you. Don't forget about him. I wrote a message today. I remember what it was now. I had to stop and think. I'm writing a book. It's called Today I Will. And I got, oh goodness, about 300 statements, Today I Will, and then people just filled in the blank. And it's been a real journey. I haven't been working on it a lot, but lately I've been picking it up. And sometimes when you're writing a book, you sit there and you stare at the page and you think, I got nothing. And that was the case with me for, I want to say, the better part of a year. But I slowly and surely I'm doing these pages. And the devotional will be a statement, Today I Will. And then underneath that, I've found scripture that supports that. And then I usually will tell a little story or anecdote and end it with a prayer. And then at the end of each week, for our day of rest, I just ask for your insight. You write your insight and your anything that God is saying to you. So look for that book. Eventually it'll get published. it'll be on Amazon, just like the other book that I wrote. And just remember one thing. What I wrote on the page that I was working on today was that so many times we say our prayers first thing in the morning or late at night. And in between, it's like we forget about God. And it's kind of the analogy I used was a little story that a while back I thought of a kid who goes to work with mom on, you know, bring your kid to work day. And so she brings her kid to work and opens up a closet, sticks the kid in there with a coloring book with no crayons and says, I'll come and get you. So I'll come back soon. And then she closes the door and goes about her work day and forgets to pick up the kid to take him home. What's the point? The point is, so many times we wake up, sometimes we say our prayers, and we rush throughout our day. We don't even think about God. And then at night, well, maybe we say, thanks God for our meal. And then toward the end of the day, we get tired and we go to sleep. And the next morning we do it all over again. How about you ask Holy Spirit to hang out with you today and tomorrow and the next day? He loves to hang out with you. He loves you. And believe it or not, he's pretty smart. He's a genius. There's been times when I had to fix something or give a solution to something that I had no clue. And then boom, all of a sudden, guess what? Or one of those nasty chores like cleaning the chicken coop. Pretty soon, you know, when Holy Spirit is hanging out with me, guess what? It's done. So I encourage you to do that today. God bless you. I love you. And we'll talk more later. Bye-bye now.